Meet my colleague, Nate LoCascio, the Packers' public relations coordinator. Nate's not only handsome, he's industrious. Every week he compiles reams of Packers information. In fact, a whole booklet just chock full of Packers facts and figures. And this week, a couple of Nate's numbers really caught my eye. Blake Martinez, the Packers' leading tackler, has 72 tackles. To put that number in perspective, the two players tied for second have 38. Just three games ago, Martinez had an 8-tackle lead, but it's grown to 34, thanks to 13 at Dallas, 14 in Minnesota, and 15 against the Saints. All new single-game career highs for Blake Martinez.
I look at those things and think it's cool and those types of stuff, but I just know how much better I can be. And a lot of people, I think, last game were like, oh, you had 16 tackles or whatever it was. And I was like, yeah, but I should have had, like, 25.
Kenny Clark is one of the players tied for second with 38 tackles. And considering his position, both the rank and the number are remarkable. Normally, nose tackles do not make a lot of plays. They're too busy eating up blockers, and there's too many big bodies to get around. But Kenny Clark makes them, and he makes them on a regular basis.
It's just being relentless, playing with tremendous effort, and technique, man. You know, technique can set you free in a lot of situations. As long as I keep playing with great technique and keep playing hard, playing with good leverage and hands, there's not a lot of people that can consistently block me.
In numbers not by Nate, Clark earned grades of 90 and 91.1 from Pro Football Focus for the past two games. He was the highest graded Packer player in both. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.